Chapter 17. The mystery was short-lived. He didn't have to be a police chief or an ex-homicide detective to work out who was on the other end of the line. It wasn't Jen. Jen had retained her old cell number with the Boston area code. He stared at the screen for a long moment, thinking about letting it go to voicemail. He weighed the value of postponing the inevitable. Though he didn't know much about Hale Hunsicker beyond his home state, his college football career, wealth, and taste in women, Jesse got the sense that Hunsicker wasn't the type of man to surrender easily. And phone tag was one of Jesse's least favorite games. "Hale," Jesse said, picking up. "Jesse?" In just the way he said his name, Jesse could tell this wasn't the same version of Hale Hunsicker he'd gotten the other night. The other night he'd gotten the happy, friendly, good old boy version. He supposed part of that was performance for Jen's sake. "What's up, Hale?" "From everything Jen tells me about you, I figure you to know exactly what's up." This was definitely a different Hale Hunsicker on the phone. No "our girl" references. No offers to go shooting and riding out at the ranch. But Jesse didn't necessarily hold Hunsicker's more businesslike tone against him. Jesse had been in this man's shoes and had many more years' experience of dealing with Jen's whims and quirks. He could very easily imagine the fallout this man had been forced to endure after Jesse had told Jen he wasn't coming to the wedding. "She's upset I'm not coming to the wedding." "Jen always says you are an understated kind of man. Upset doesn't begin to do it justice." Jesse laughed in spite of himself. And when he heard Jesse laugh, Hale Hunsicker laughed too. Jesse liked that. He liked it a lot. It told him that Hunsicker knew Jen for who she was and loved her just the same. For some reason, that mattered to Jesse. He wanted Jen to be happy just so long as the equation didn't include him. "Look, Jesse, I've got nothing against you. But I thought it was strange that she invited you to the wedding. She said it was important to her, so I went along with it. I'm not threatened by you being there. I know you two have a connection that will always be there. But I also know it's not what it was. So, if that's why you're not..." "It isn't, Hale. You sound like a man who wouldn't be easily threatened by me or much else. Kind of you to say. I'm not blowing smoke. I wish you both the best. I really do. You sound like a good man, and I want Jen to be happy." "You do make her happy," Jesse said, with a slight edge to his voice. Hunsicker laughed. "Yeah, Jesse, I believe I do make her very happy. And as neurotic as she can sometimes be, she makes me happier than I've ever been. It's not just her looks, either. Believe me, down here in Dallas, beautiful blondes of all ages are plentiful. There's just something about Jen. But you know her. She craves approval. Yours, most of all."
"I approve."
"Are you sure there's nothing I can do or say to get you to change your mind and to come to the wedding?" Hunsicker asked, his tone sincere. "You can skip all the pre-ceremony stuff."
"Sorry."
"Yeah, me too, Jesse, but I had to try."
"Understood."
"Well," Hunsicker said, "you still got a few days to change your mind. I know the chances are you won't, but please don't send the card back just yet. Will you do that for me?"
"Least I can do."
"Much appreciated, Jesse. Shame I won't get to meet you. My guess is we'd get along fine."
"When the time comes, tell her I really do wish her all the happiness. She deserves it."
"Will do."
That was that.
Though Jesse felt much better about Jen's future without him than he ever had before. And suddenly, he wasn't dying to have a drink quite as bad as he was before.